Today's Cotton Newsline is 8 cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are two important deadlines. The October 1 start of the new fiscal year and the mid-October deadline for raising the debt ceiling. There are also numerous controversial non-spending issues, including debate on President Obama's request to use military force against Syria. Action on that resolution will take up most of the limited time available before the September 30th fiscal year end and could indirectly affect the appropriations and debt ceiling debates.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
September 30th is normally the deadline for finishing the 12 annual appropriations bills necessary to fund discretionary programs and government agencies or to approve a continuing resolution, also known as a CR. The deadline this year is September 20th because the House is scheduled to be in recess from September 20th to the 30th unless the schedule is changed.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Several weeks ago, House and Senate Republicans threatened to try to block the CR in order to force the Obama administration to accept a version that would cut off funding for Obamacare. House Republicans now seem to be planning to seek concessions in the health law in exchange for agreeing to raise the debt ceiling. So it appears Republican leaders in the House will propose, and Democrats in the administration will probably accept, a CR that allows agencies and programs to continue to operate for 30 to 90 days.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Treasury Secretary Liu sent a letter to Congress on August 26, which stated that the debt limit must be raised by mid-October. The Treasury Department has been employing extraordinary measures that it only can extend for about 6 more weeks. Without an increase in the debt limit by mid-October, the Treasury would only be able to use cash on hand to fund the government, and the cash available would be insufficient to operate government agencies and to pay our outstanding obligations.
Fifth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The president has said he won't accept any conditions in a debt ceiling bill. Many Republicans want to tie an increase in the debt ceiling to either further spending reductions or delay in implementing certain provisions of Obamacare, or both.
Sixth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The president has said he will not utilize a provision in the Constitution's 14th Amendment to keep issuing debt, but he may have to reconsider that stance. The administration might be willing to accept a short-term delay in implementation of certain provisions of Obamacare as the price for raising the debt ceiling sufficiently to get past the midterm elections.
Seventh cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The House and Senate have passed farm bills, H.R. 2642 and S-954, respectively, that must be reconciled. Portions of the current law begin to expire on September 30th, although the end of 2013 is probably the real deadline when dairy support prices will increase fivefold up to $38 a hundredweight.
Eighth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
House Republican leaders continue to support a multi-bill rather than a comprehensive approach. Some House committees have approved bills addressing specific issues such as border security enhancements, visas for agricultural workers, and employment eligibility verification requirements. Recently, House leaders announced that because of the severe time constraints and hefty agenda, they would not schedule consideration of any immigration legislation this fall.